The King and the Seeds. There was once a king who had no children. "I'll have to find someone to be my successor," he said, "and in order to do that, I shall give the people a test." So he sent a challenge out to everybody in the land to come to the palace one afternoon. There was a little lad whose name was Jack, who lived with his mother. And when Jack heard the news, he said, "Mother, I think I shall go as well." "Oh," Jack said his mother, "I don't think you will be a good person to be the next king. I mean, what do you know?" "Well," he said, "Mother, I know about being kind to people, and I know about looking after the garden and looking after you." "Well," said his mother, "if you want to go, you can." And Jack certainly did, and he went all the way up to the palace the next afternoon. There were hundreds of people there. And the king came out on his balcony, and he told everybody that they had a test, that every one of them there should take a seed from the basket down on the ground. They should take them away and back to their homes, and they should plant the seeds. And in 6 months' time, they all had to come back with whatever their seed had grown. Well, everybody came and took a seed, and Jack did as well, and they took the seeds back to their homes. Jack knew all about plants. He got the best soil. He planted the seed well. He kept it warm and in the dark. And then, when it was ready, he took it out and he showed it to the sunshine and he watered it well. But the plant didn't grow. Nothing happened at all. He did everything that he knew that his plant would like to have to make it grow, tall and strong. But nothing did happen at all. He began to get worried. His mother smiled behind her hand, and on the day when everybody had to go up to the palace, Jack thought that he wouldn't bother to go. "Well," said his mother, "the king gave you a seed, and he asked you to go back, so I think you should." So he took his little pot of earth all the way up to the palace. There were hundreds of people there. Some had beautiful trees, some had wonderful flowers with beautiful scents and beautiful colours. They were magnificent. There were bushes, there were shrubs, there was everything you can think of. And the king, he came and admired everything that the people had grown. And when he walked down the line, Jack hid his pot. When the king came to Jack, he said, "What are you hiding behind your back?" And Jack did not want to show him. But the king insisted, and Jack showed him his pot with nothing growing in it at all. "I see," said the king. "Wait there, Jack, and don't go away." The king walked and saw everybody else's plant, and then he came back to Jack and he said, "Jack, I want you to come with me." And he took Jack into the palace and up onto the balcony, and he told everybody that the seeds which they had been given to plant had all been boiled and kept in salty water, that there was no way that they would be able to grow, and that Jack was the only one who was honest enough to try and to bring back the efforts of his work. And Jack knew that he was the one who would become the next king, and he smiled.